You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
All right, we'll talk about marriage. And let's all stand as we read our Bible text in Genesis 2, 15 to 22. Verse 15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Verse 18, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. Whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds of the air, and all the beasts of the field, but for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words today. We ask for your Holy Spirit to breathe life, to bring revelation knowledge to our minds and our hearts. Help us to understand and practice and do what your word says. We thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may take your seats. We want to greet you. A happy Valentine's. Sino pa sa inyo ang meron ng Valentine's date tomorrow? All right, Miguel, you already have. Kaya pala inspire ka dito, no? Naiisip mo na siya habang kumakanta. All right. And our goal for this message is to set a biblical foundation, biblical perspective on marriage. Why? Because there are lots of people today, even though they are Christians, but they still adopt a worldview or perspective on marriage. And we want to eliminate wrong mindsets, wrong beliefs, perceptions about marriage. Simulan po natin. Let's look at some views of children. May mga pananaw pala yung mga bata. Let's start with these children, age 7 to 10, no? What they believe about marriage. I took this from the internet. Sabi ni May, age 9, no one is sure why it happens. But I heard it has something to do with how you smell. That's why perfume and deodorant are so popular. Right, nagpabango ba kayo ngayon? Okay, na. Sabi naman ni Cam, 23 is the best age to get married, no? Because you know the person forever by then. Forever mo na raw kilala pag 23. Sabi naman ni Howard, the rules goes like this. If you kiss someone, then you should marry her and have kids with her. It's the right thing to do. Do you believe that? Mayroon nga ng libro eh. Ano si Joshua Harris, di ba? I Kiss Dating Goodbye. Ako rin, may plano ako sumulat ng libro eh. Don't kiss when you date. Kasi you kiss only when you get married, no? That's when the main minister says, you may now kiss the bride, no? That's what we believe. That's what the Bible says. And then to sabi ni Ricky, age 7, tell your wife that she looks pretty even if she looks like a truck. No, kaya nga, Brandon, Ford, Toyota, Isuzu. That's what women need. They need affirmation from men. They need your compliments. And our culture today has been swamped, has been flooded with wrong perspectives or wrong beliefs about marriage. Para sa mga nag-asawa na, they think that marriage is not just important because yung sa amin, it's just a fixed marriage. Ano lang, pinagkasundo lang. O kaya, yung papel lang naman yan. It's just a piece of paper. How many of you know your money is also a piece of paper? But it's valuable. No? Kaya hindi natin dapat irason na papel lang ang kasal. And yung iba naman, when we got married, I was not yet a Christian back then. So parang hindi nila kinakaunt. No? There's passivity in marriage today. Na dahil lang sa mga disagreements, sa mga awayan, bangayan, nagahamunan ng hiwalayan. No? Bumalik ka na lang sa nanay mo. Diba? Also, for single people, there are also a lot of wrong mindsets. They are delaying. Singles are delaying marriage. Why is that? Because they can enjoy, for the single men, they can enjoy, they can have relationships, they can have sex, even if they're not married, which is a sin against God. It's immorality. For single people, I'm not yet ready to pursue a woman, or unahin ko muna, magkabahay muna ako. Kailangan ko muna magkakotse. Okay, nagkabahay na, nagkakotse na, wala pa rin. You're pursuing wealth rather than a lifetime partner. And some singles have a fear na, what if my marriage won't work? Paano pag hindi kami compatible o hindi kami nagkasundo? They fear that marriage will entail many changes. Maraming pagbabago na hindi nila mahawakan. At meron nga isang philosopher by the name of Socrates. He said, by all means, marry. If you get a good wife, you'll be happy. If you get a bad one, you'll become a philosopher. Okay, pag nakakuha kang mabuting asawa, masaya ka. Kung hindi, mag-iisip ka na lang, no? Paano mo siya mababago? And these are the prevailing realities in our culture today. These mindsets that we want to eliminate today. No? Kaya, tingnan natin, ano ba ang layunin, ano ba yung purpose ni Lord sa marriage? Bakit ba niya ginawa, in-establish? Bakit ba niya kin-create tong marriage, tong relationship between man and woman? You know, in the creation, in Genesis 1 and 2, when God created the heavens and the earth, the animals, the sea, the sky, the fish, the birds of the air, everything was good. In fact, when God saw all of His creation, He said, it was very good, very good. But there's just one tension. No? So lahat ng nilikha ng Diyos ay napakabuti. Ngunit isa lang, there's only one thing that's not good. What is that? It's not good for man to be alone. And all the men say, ay, mahina ata. It's not good for a man to be alone. And all the men say, oh, mahina pa rin. Parang di kumbinsido. So it's not good for a man to be alone. And so, mga women na nag-amen. Kasi tinutulungan na kayong mga men eh. God instituted marriage in the beginning of creation. It was His idea in the first place. Ito po ay idea ng Diyos, hindi po ng tao. And so, God brought the woman, God formed Eve. He took one of the ribs of Adam. Sino po sa inyo medical people dito? You're a doctor? Ha? Sino? Medical? Alam niyo ba kung aling rib ang kinuha ni Adam? Kaliwa o kanan? Ha? O, sige, assignment na lang natin yun. Ha? Alam ba? Raise your hand kung alam niyo. Alright, di sinabi. Why did God create or institute marriage as a binding relationship between a man and woman? Let me share three purposes of marriage today. I want to share to you the purpose of marriage. Bakit ba institute? Why did God create marriage? The first purpose of marriage is partnership. Everybody say partnership. Okay, in verse 18 it says, the Lord God said, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. So nag-iisa si Adam, and God said, it's not good for man to be alone. Siya'y malungkot. He was a lonely man. He was seeing, no more lonely nights. No? Sinasabi niya. And so God brought the animals to Adam. Dinalan ng Panginoon yung mga hayop and to see what He would name them. So pinangalanan ni Adam, yung mga rabbit, yung mga goats, mga deer, yan. No? At naghanap siya ng helper. At iniisa-isa yung mga animals, may babagay ba kaya sa akin dito? So nakita niya yung giraffe, long-legged. Kaya lang, mahaba yung neck, you know, yung leg niya. Kaya masyado siyang mataas, hindi siya bagay sa akin. And then nakita niya may gorilla, no? O, kissable lips, no? Malaking lips, eh? Malaki rin ilong. Baka masinghot ako nito, baka balbon, you know? Too much hair. I don't like the gorilla. Then yung camel, nakita niya yung camel. Wow, beautiful eyelashes, no? Yung eyelashes niya, malaki, kumakaway, you know? Pero kuba, may hump sa likod. And then, yung zebra. Wow, black and white. Gusto ko yan. Black and white. Pero malakas sumipa ito. Delikado ako dyan. So, but there's no suitable helper. No perfect match for Adam among the animals. So, nakita niya, bawat animal ay may kanya-kanyang counterpart. But for Adam, there's no suitable helper. So, God created a helper suitable for him. And so, the divine intention for the woman is that she would be a partner, a suitable helper or partner. At siya lang ang merong one-to-one correspondence. Siya yung magpo-protect, magtutulong, magpupuno kung anong kulang kay Adam. No, you know, the word helper may connote something else. No, it may connote subordination, yung katulong o mas mababa. Pero hindi po yan ang original meaning ng word helper dito. It means that someone who will surround, who will protect, give aid and support to Adam. And Makita po natin dito kung ano yung pagkukulang o kailangan ni Adam, yun po ang pupunan ni Eve. And so, marriage was designed by God to demonstrate covenant relationship. Hindi lamang po ito papel, hindi lang ito kontrata, hindi lang ito pagkakasundo, kundi it's to demonstrate covenant relationship with one another, between man and woman, and between God. As what Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 and 12 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. Though one may be overempowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So kung two strands lang, dalawang tali lang, man and woman lang, no, mas isang buhol lang yon. Pero kung three strands, tatlong buhol, ay mas matibay ang relasyon. That's why we believe that marriage is a partnership, not just between a man and woman, but a covenant relationship between God, between the husband and the wife, at a cord of three strands. And so, ano po yung purpose ni God? What is the purpose of God for Adam? In verse 15, nabasa natin kanina, nilagay ni Lord si Adam sa garden to work and take care of the garden. To be the manager of God's creation. And so, that's the purpose of God. And so, if Adam was to be a manager, a steward, someone who will take care of God's creation, what's the purpose of Eve? It is to help Adam in his work. And so we can see here that marriage is when when you're looking for someone whom you will marry. No? Find someone whom you will not just love for the rest of your life. Find someone who will be able to help you in your calling and vocation in life. Maghanap po kayo ng lalaki o babae na makasama nyo, makatuwang nyo sa inyong trabaho, sa inyong bukasyon, sa inyong ginagawa sa buhay. Not just someone who is pretty, not just someone who is handsome or rich or famous, but find someone who will help you accomplish the purpose of God, the will of God, the plan of God in your life. And that's why there are many people who separate because even though they married a person who is good-looking, rich and famous, but because they didn't, wala po silang connection, wala silang partnership sa kanilang calling, sa kanilang ginagawa sa buhay, kaya sila hindi magkasundo. Yung isa gustong maging missionary, yung isa gustong mag-business, yung isa gustong magtayo ng isang sari-sari store, yung isa gusto mag-abroad. Okay, so, walang kailangan magkasama kayo sa calling and purpose of God. And there's a survey by Ohio State University na yun ra mga tao, people who marry and stay married, accumulate nearly twice as much wealth than those who are single or divorced. That's what economist Jay Zagorski of Ohio State research among more than 9,000 people from 1985 to 2000. Na yun raw mga mag-asawa at nanatiling mag-asawa ay tumaas ang kanilang net worth after 10 years, average of $43,000 or 1.9 million pesos. Okay, so dahil nga pinagsama nila yung kanilang talino, kanilang kagalingan, ng kanilang resources, sa kanilang skills, kanilang commitment sa isa't isa, sila ay nagtulungan, kaya sila ay mas lalong yumaman. Yung mga nag-divorce naman daw, yung naghiwalay, ay they saw their wealth shrink by 77%. Yung bumaba naman ang kanilang pag-aari o kayamanan. Married people boosted their wealth by about 4% each year, just as a result of being married. So this is just scientific study in Ohio. So that's the first purpose of marriage, partnership. The second purpose is procreation. And God instituted marriage for man and woman to carry on the human race, for them to produce godly children, to build families, to continue the legacy of building a godly generation. That's what Genesis 1:28 says. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Kaya magpakarami kayo sa mundo. No? And so, in what sense will the woman help Adam? She was to help Adam in the task of bringing forth children. That's what Augustine believed. No? In light of the blessing of God to be fruitful and multiply, man and woman will bring forth children. And here's also what Malachi 2:15 says. Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament, didn't the Lord make you one with your wife? In body and spirit, you are His. And what does He want? What does God want? Godly children from your union. So guard your heart, remain loyal to the wife of your youth. The Lord is seeking for godly children. Okay? Hindi lamang mag-asawa, kundi ang Diyos mismo, ang nais niya ay magkaroon ng mga anak na sumusunod sa Diyos. You know, there's a study, sociological study, about the median age of population in different nations of the world. In Europe, the average age of people is now 40 years old. Dahil pakonti ang nag-aasawa, in England, in UK, 42 years old. And the US is 38 years old. In the Philippines, it's 22 years old. No? Bakit kamo? Kasi dito ay maraming nagpapare, no? Talagang sinusunod ng mga Pilipino to, go forth and multiply, increase. No? Kaya nga meron tayong reproductive health bill, eh, no? Dahil po yung overpopulation na paniniwala ng marami, ang isang dahilan ng poverty, there are lots of irresponsible parents, no, na who can't manage, who can't take care of their children. And so what can we deduce from this data? Na this continent of Europe is a dying breed. It's the people are dying race, no? Kasi nga patanda ng panada, and it's being overtaken by migrants. Yung mga pumupunta na, yung mga galing sa ibang bayan. Kaya tayong mga Pilipino, diba? We are the ones who are going forth into the different nations. Eh, tayo nga, we are populating the earth. Kaya sino, guess who's going to rule the earth? Mga Pinoy, ano? Kasi every continent, every nation, nandun mga Pinoy. Kaya caregiver yan, ba? Mga caregiver, sila, dahil sa faithfulness sila mag-serve, pamanahan sila, no? May mga ganong story eh. Sila yung pinapamanahan. So marriage is a God-ordained institution. It's God's idea. It's not just man's idea. And so for singles, ano po ang, what does it mean for the singles? Well, if you are a single person, it is important for you to prepare while you're single, or you're still single, you prepare for the married life. No? Enter singlehood with the intent of getting married someday. Kaya ngayon pa lamang, mag-prepare ka na. You take on, carry on leadership roles. Okay, magsanay ka na maging leader. Kasi nga, pag nag-asawa ka na, ikaw ang magiging leader ng iyong pamilya. You take care of your finances. Wag dasin yung mga sweldo nyo. Yung bili lang ng bili ng gadget o anong ang gusto mong bilin. One day, you learn to save. You buy, you learn how to invest your money. Because when you get married, iba, ikaw rin ang magiging provider. Ikaw ang magmamanage ng finances. Take care of, carry on leadership roles. And so, marriage is God's idea. That's the second purpose. Procreation. The third one, the third purpose is purity. For us to demonstrate the purity and holiness of God in our lives. Purity. In His infinite wisdom, God purposed for marriage to protect us from the immorality, from the lust and perversion of this world. And that's why God set forth and establish marriage. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 2, it says, "But since there's so much immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband." And so we can see here that it's God's will for a man just to have one wife and one husband. And then Hebrews 13 verse 4, it says here, "Give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery." So make no mistake about it. God draws a clear line, a firm line against casual, illicit, overnight, one-night stand sex. Yun po ang huhusgahan ng Diyos, mga taong immoral. There's not just the disastrous effects, not just sexually infected disease, but God will judge people who disobey and break His laws. And that's why another verse, Ephesians 5, verse 3, sabi dito, "But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality," or even a hint or a suggestion of sexual immorality, "or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people." Who among you here belong to God's people? Who among you here belong to God's holy people? Yung bata, ay magtaas ng kamay. Yan. Now, when is the right time to get married? Bible says in Song of Songs, "Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires." I was sharing also to my single men victory group last Thursday night. There's a verse in Proverbs 24:27. "Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready, and after that, build your house. No? Ayusin mo muna yung trabaho mo, maging buhay mo, yung mga plano mo sa buhay. That's what yung isa kong kasamaan sa flight from one time in 2008, I was going back to the Philippines from Chicago, and kasabay ko sa plane tong mayaman na businessman. No? And that's what he told me. No? Nung single daw siya, ay inayos siya muna yung trabaho niya. So that nung nag-asawa siya, hindi na niya problemahin yung financial aspect. Doesn't mean that you have to be a millionaire first, but you have to take on responsibilities. Be a responsible man. Why? Because God instituted marriage and it is meant to be honored by all because it has a purpose for man and woman to have to demonstrate covenant relationship, not just with each other, but with God. And so the main idea, main point of what I'm sharing today is this. Marriage is God's idea meant to be honored by all. We are to honor marriage. Why? Because it is God's sacred idea, God's institution, it is a sacrament we need to honor, we need to respect, because there's a spiritual component to it. It's not just a paper, it's not just a contract. God is in the union of man and woman. And so from beginning to end, from Genesis to the New Testament to the last book in Revelation 19, we can see that God's plan, God's purpose for marriage is this, no? To demonstrate covenant relationship. It says here, let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Also in Ephesians 5, 25 to 26, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. And so we can see that marriage is a picture of God's ultimate love for his people. Just as Christ loved the church by sacrificing his life, by dying on the cross, by giving his life, so husbands, love your wives, no? How can you prove your love? Pag pinapakita mo yung you love your wife through the things that you do for her, just as Christ loved the church. Kaya pag minsan natutulog na kayo sa gabi, no? For the husbands, ano application niyan? Sabi nga ng verse, love your wives. Kapag natutulog ka sa gitna ng gabi, dear, nagising yung asawa mo. Nauuhaw ako, dear. Kuha mo nga anong tubig pa. Di ba, kuha mo akong tubig sa baba. Ay, honey, naku. Just, napakadilim. Oh, kamay mumo. Just follow the light. No? And so, for the married people, no, fight for your marriage. No, ipaglaban nyo ang iyong pagsasama. Don't fight in your marriage, but fight for your marriage. You know, don't give up easily. Keep on dating. Keep on pursuing your wife. Diba? Meron nga isang, there's a wife who said, no, dati nung dalaga ako halos sungkitin na niya yung buwan at tala between sa langit para lang mapa-oo ako. Ngayon nag-iba na. So, ganun rin po sana, no? Ngayon, keep on dating. Kaya nga kami ng misis ko, advance sa date na kami last Friday. Oo nga eh. Meron kami nakita dyan sa may Eton na square. Yung ano yan? Yun sa, hindi dun sa construction ha. Dun sa, hindi, yun may mall dun eh. Mayroon mga restaurant. May mga restaurants dun. Sa Quezon Ab. For the singles, no? For the men, single men, you've got to find the love of your life. Diba? Sabi sa Proverbs 18 verse 22, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives what?
Favor
from the Lord. Yeah, single women, single men. No, don't be afraid. He who finds a wife finds what is good and you will receive favor, blessing from God. For the single men, sabi dyan, finds a wife. It means it's an active verb. You've got to find out. You've got to discover. You've got to pursue. Kaya yung mga lalaki po ang nanliligaw, hindi yung mga babae. Yung dati, yung mga babae nag-uhulog ng panyo, di ba? As a clue. Ngayon ba, ano naman yung mga hinuhulog ng babae? Text. Nite-text na lang. Ginway. For the women, single women, anong pwede niyong gawin? Ha? Ay, may nahulog ba yung panyo dyan? Ha? Parang may mga ano. Ina-apply na. For the single women, you've got to pray, no? For your Prince Charming. Yeah, we got to believe God. Diba? Patrick, Olive, sino man nauna nag-pray sa inyo? Ikaw? Si Gigi, yung wife ko. Noong single pa siya, pinagpe-pray niya ako. Alas tres pa lang ng madaling araw. Alas kwatro, bago magising yung mga manok. Inuunahan na niya. Yan. Kaya ako'y nahimasmasan. Na-enlighten. So, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from God. Let's pray right now and thank God for this message. Let us honor the sanctity of marriage because it's a picture of God's love for His people. Praise God. Lord God, we thank You, Jesus, that You have demonstrated Your love for us by dying on the cross. We pray, Lord, for our marriages, Lord. If you're a married people, if you're a married person here, let me pray for you right now. Can we all stand, yung mga tayo pong mga may asawa? Let me just pray for our marriages. Lord, I pray for the husbands and wives, for the fathers and mothers of our church. Lord God, that You will strengthen their union, that You'll take away every offense, every disagreement, every accusation, every hurt, bitterness, offense, and You'll replace it. Fill their hearts with Your love, with Your loving kindness, mercy, goodness. The fruit of the Spirit will grow and develop in their heart, in their lives. We pray, Lord, that these couples will fulfill Your purpose, Your plan for their lives, that they will build godly, that they will bring forth a godly generation, that they'll produce godly children. Lord, bless them and their household. Bless them and their children. Lord, let them be fruitful. Let their marriage honor and glorify You. Show forth Your love, pour out Your love into their hearts so they can show their love to one another in a greater way. We thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you're a single person, can you now stand right now? Let me pray for you. Oh, mga single. Mga estudyante, saka na lang kayo, no? Okay, mga single, mag-pray ko kayo. Lord, I pray for these single men and women that they will receive favor from You, that You will lead them to the right person, to the right man, right woman, that they will not trust in their own understanding, but they will acknowledge You in every way, Lord, so that You will direct their paths. I pray, God, that You'll, as they delight themselves in You, You will give them the desires of their hearts. Lord, bless them in their work, bless them in their studies, bless them in whatever they're doing right now. Prosper them, Lord, increase their faith. Lord, we are believing, Lord, that You will give Your best to them. We thank You, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.